Chapter 15. In the course of time, Absalom provided himself with a chariot and horses and with 50 men to run ahead of him. He would get up early and stand by the side of the road leading to the city gate. Whenever anyone came with a complaint to be placed before the king for a decision, Absalom would call out to him,
"What town are you from?"
He would answer,
"Your servant is from one of the tribes of Israel."
Then Absalom would say to him,
"Look, your claims are valid and proper, but there is no representative of the king to hear you."
And Absalom would add,
"If only I were appointed judge in the land, then everyone who has a complaint or case could come to me, and I would see that he gets justice."
Also, whenever anyone approached him to bow down before him, Absalom would reach out his hand, take hold of him, and kiss him. Absalom behaved in this way toward all the Israelites who came to the king asking for justice, and so he stole the hearts of the men of Israel. At the end of 4 years, Absalom said to the king,
"Let me go to Hebron and fulfill a vow I made to the Lord. While your servant was living at Geshur in Aram, I made this vow, 'If the Lord takes me back to Jerusalem, I will worship the Lord in Hebron.'"
The king said to him,
"Go in peace."
So he went to Hebron. Then Absalom sent secret messengers throughout the tribes of Israel to say,
"As soon as you hear the sound of the trumpets, then say, 'Absalom is king in Hebron.'"
200 men from Jerusalem had accompanied Absalom. They had been invited as guests and went quite innocently, knowing nothing about the matter. While Absalom was offering sacrifices, he also sent for Ahithophel the Gilonite, David's counselor, to come from Giloh, his hometown. And so the conspiracy gained